By a 6-3 vote during a special meeting, the council sent $250,000 Tuesday to the Buffalo Municipal Housing Authority. According to the comptroller, the BMHA owes taxpayers more than $3 million. But the Niagara District's David Rivera told his colleagues, quote, at times, the city's policies and procedures need some elasticity.
Rural Metro did not pay a bill. We didn't cancel ambulance services. Community centers did not pay their gas bills. We didn't close their doors. The Buffalo Zoo did not pay their bill. We didn't close the Buffalo Zoo.
But Rivera says the council wants to collect every penny owed to the city.
But we're not going to make it so restrictive that we're going to hurt the folks that need the services.
According to the authority, the money's needed to fund day-to-day operations of the Frederick Douglass Towers. But Patrick Curry, the comptroller's spokesman, tells WBFO News it's tough getting any answers from the BMHA.
Who are these private for-profit companies that are making money and own title to these Frederick Douglass Towers or Douglass Associates 1, 2, and 3? There's not any transparency or accountability into where the money's going. And I can tell you the residents are going to be the last ones in line.
BMHA Executive Director Dawn Sanders-Garrett says the authority recently paid the city $650,000 for police services. And Sanders-Garrett says the BMHA is working to resolve any other unpaid billing situations.
A lot of these are very, very old receivables that were based on an agreement that predates anything that we're currently doing, which is why we're working with the city and the comptroller's office and the corporation council to determine if that agreement was still in effect and what should happen with that unpaid amount.
During the meeting, University District Councilman Rashid Wyatt said, quote, let's stop fooling ourselves. The city's not going to collect the money. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.